It's quarter number three on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Time to Ask Ross. This week's Ask Ross segment is brought to you by the 409 Tailgate Club. For the best gifts for the tailgater in your life, go to 409tailgateclub.com. And always remember, tailgate with honor.
Okay, welcome back to the Labatt Studio, and it's quarter number three. But before we get to your questions and his answers, DraftKings has brought their expertise to legal sports betting and is already America's top-rated sportsbook app. This week, DraftKings has a pro football promo you won't want to miss. It's simple. Just place a bet on Pittsburgh to win against Cincinnati on Sunday and get $6 for every touchdown that Pittsburgh scores. Download the top-rated DraftKings sportsbook app right now and use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all new and existing users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. Don't forget, that's code KSN for all new and existing users to get a deposit bonus up to $500 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, restrictions apply. Deposit bonus requires a 25 times playthrough. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Okay, Ross, we got lots of them. Are you ready, sir?
I am ready.
First one comes from Steve in Potomac. Given Franklin's emphasis with playing so many guys, how come it took so long to work Will Levis into the short yardage offense? And do you think we'll see more of this package against Ohio State?
I don't think they should put Will Levis in the short yardage. I don't think he's as good of a runner as Sean Clifford. I think that they're trying to get save some hits from Clifford. Levis has a bigger body, but I don't really understand that. Like, if you're going to bring in someone just for the sole purpose of running it, have that be Noah Kane or Journey Brown or, even Devin Ford that takes the direct snap. Because when Levis comes in, they know you're not throwing it.
Right.
So what's the purpose of bringing it? And I watch him. He runs to darkness. He runs into the back of his own daylight.
He runs into darkness. Yeah.
That's funny.
They should never do that again. They should never do it again. You all right? What'd you hurt?
No, I'm okay.
I just think it was the Noah Kane solution. I think they knew that they were looking for somebody to kind of, they thought, could push the pile a yard or two. And he's a big guy, but
running into darkness.
To Ross's point, he's not the vision's not really there, man.
That is what they do. Like a lot of schools do that, you know, where they have quarterback runs on short yardage, and they have a quarterback that's like, I just don't think it comes real naturally for him. any aspect of it, really.
Yeah, I think Ohio State's hoping they see it.
Yeah.
All right, next question.
That'd be like everybody wants to know why Mason Rudolph wasn't suspended for the Steelers.
Right.
I think the Bengals said, please don't suspend him.
Mike in Spring City, he said, Penn State has obviously struggled the last 2 weeks with teams that are true RPO, especially Minnesota. Because the RPO keeps the linebackers from playing downhill with an aggressive mindset and they're worried about the pass, do you think the defense will play better against Ohio State because the last few years, the zone read allows them to be more aggressive, where a true RPO slows them down? Thanks for all you do at the Keystone Sports Network. It got me through my recovery from spinal fusion surgery in July.
That's awful. But I kind of think he's trying to go for the sympathy vote there to try to win the basket. So,
Ohio State runs some RPO, do they not?
Yeah, they do.
But they're not pure RPO.
I think they're going to be after they watch the tape.
Well,
after
you look at what's on tape the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, they run a decent amount of run pass option stuff. Let's move on to the next question.
All right, this is from Brad in Doylestown. Excuse me. The X receiver position has been a letdown this year to date. I think we can all agree on that. With them not being able to catch, should Penn State look at playing Cam Sullivan Brown or Weston Carr? And if you were the coach, Ross, what would be your solution?
I don't know enough about Cam Sullivan Brown or Weston Carr. I would probably run more 12 personnel, more two tight end sets.
Yep.
I like Bowers.
It's kind of a fullback, by the way.
I like Bowers. Yeah, and then you get Freiermuth as the wing back. I think there's a lot of cool stuff they can run off of it, and I think that that's their best package right now. Because you can really threaten people with the run. With two tight ends like that, some people will keep their base personnel in, and then you split out Freiermuth, and he becomes your third receiver, and Bowers is just a blocking tight end. So that would be what I would do, rather than like, hey, let's see if this guy's good. It's kind of the 11th game of the year. It's kind of the Ohio State game. I wouldn't be like, let's put in Weston Carr. Maybe he's good. No, I would not do that. I would go with 12 personnel, which for those of you who don't know, anytime you hear any analyst talk about a number, personnel, the first number is how many running backs. The second number is how many tight ends. It always adds up to five. So very easy. Always adds up to five. So the rest of them are wide receivers.
Right, right.
So one running back, two tight end. That means there's five minus three, two wide receivers.
Yeah, Princeton education paying off. Hey, don't forget the listener, Dean, with the number one question this week will receive a tailgate box courtesy of 409tailgateclub.com. You'll get various sauces and rubs in a tailgate box. All right, moving on. Keith in Carlisle asked, all-knowing Ross, love the show. Since Ricky Slade is only good at receiving anymore and seems to always be able to catch the ball, what are your thoughts on using him as a slot receiver, third down back type? It seems like it would give Sean Clifford a little bit more of an option.
I like the idea as a third down back type a lot, because I think he's pretty good at it, and it would allow them to not have to use Devin Ford and Journey Brown in that situation. Specialize Ricky Slade a little bit as a third down back. And the slot receiver thing is interesting with Hamler being done after this year, we think. That might be something they present him with. That would probably be a pretty good idea of something to present him with.
And we're just – I mean, I kind of – my sense is that KJ will play against Ohio State, but – it's not – who knows? I mean, Noah Cain's been 98% for 3 weeks, and right. He hasn't been on the field since Michigan State. There is a little bit, just a little bit of question surrounding Hamler, but I think he was doing something a little bit at practice earlier this week, as was Noah Cain, and he looked like he was doing – James said he was doing more than he had done the previous weeks.
So, all right. Sorry there you go. A little injury update from Bob. All right. Let's take – Brad from Arlington, Virginia asks, hey, Ross, what can Penn State do better schematically to improve this pass defense? I've seen several examples of linebackers matched up on wide receivers and busted coverages on safety blitz. Just FYI, Bill Connolly had a stat that the last 2 weeks of Penn State's opponents are 20 for 26 for 414 yards with one sack on passing downs.
I saw some stat, I think, where the last two opponents are like 17 of 17 on play action for like, seriously, for like 250 yards and like four touchdowns. Play action is what has really killed them. Schematically, there's a lot of things that you could do. You could play more zone. You could not blitz. You could hope that your front four gets there. I mean, that's what Ohio State does a lot of. They don't have to blitz, you know?
And Ross, just to reemphasize this, in an RPO, there's really no pass rush because you got to really play the run, like a right. little bit, right? It's really hard to or no.
You play the run initially,
right?
And then if the guy doesn't hand it off,
the ball comes
then,
out quick.
Then it's a transition rush. But yeah, that's the whole idea. Ball needs to come out quick. Otherwise, you're really in danger of illegal man downfield because the linemen are blocking run,
right?
Like the linemen are blocking run, so you better get it out quickly. Those would probably be the answers. Zone, keep everything in front of you, as well as less blitzing. Do you want to like let Justin Fields try to pick you apart? I mean,
man, I wouldn't blitz this guy at all.
I don't know if
there's no way I'd blitz him.
The other thing is too is if you're going against a quarterback that's a really good runner,
yes,
you like to have zone because then all of the second level defenders they have eyes on the quarterback. So if you rush four, let's say you're playing three deep, that means you have four under. All four of those underneath guys, they're feeling out their zone, but they also have their eyes on the quarterback. So if he does scramble, they can ride the football. If you're man-to-man, you're in a trail position, and that's when quarterbacks can run for a lot.
Just remember how the last two Penn State games played out. When JT Barrett started to run the ball on Penn State and they were aggressive in the second half, if you look at his second half numbers, it was like what Ross said. It was like, yeah, I think
pitch
he was,
and catch.
I think he was 13 for 14 for 250 yards. And last year they knew where Dwayne Haskins was going to be. They're not gonna. You don't have that luxury against Fields. Like if you come get him and you miss, I mean it's a 50-yard run. I mean Haskins wasn't gonna run last year.
Right. Right. And don't forget, in the RPO and in that situations last week, Cam Brown did struggle in space. He struggled in space a little bit last week against that yin and yang and at the second level. All right. Kevin in Millerstown asks, hello, Ross. I love your insights and knowing that you played for so many years. I figured you, of all people, would have a great perspective on this question. Last 2 weeks, I saw a couple instances that I thought were going to be flagged for targeting against Minnesota where Clifford took the hit while running the ball. And then one on Penn State where the three Penn State players hit WAP, and he had to leave the game. As the season goes on, it seems the refs have a little bit more of a tendency to be a little more relaxed on throwing the flag. I'd love to get your thoughts on those two and what you're seeing.
I'd have to go back and watch those specific plays, but I can tell you what they've been told. It shouldn't be more relaxed. They've been told when in doubt to throw the flag for targeting, but they've also been told when they review it, that for the first time this year, marginal plays are thrown out. There's no more stands, which means if they can't confirm it, it's not targeted.
Right.
So, but I don't know. I mean, I broadcast the game every Saturday, and some of them I still strongly disagree with what they end up calling. They're looking at forcible contact with the crown of the helmet or a hit to the head or neck area of a defensive player.
Right.
Those are the two. And they're not going to throw the kid out unless it's clear and confirmed. Except for the Army game a couple weeks ago when I don't know why they threw the kid out.
All right, the last one comes from Doug in Wellsboro. Is there any area where Penn State has an advantage over Ohio State? Yes or no?
Yeah, they've got better linebackers.
keep going. That's it?
I think D-lines probably match up overall okay. They don't have Chase Young, but D-lines overall. I would say I wouldn't say Penn State's better, though.
Right, right.
Tight end?
Tight end.
Tight end. All right.
All right, who's your winner?
First one. First question.
First question is our winner. That goes to I forget where that went to.
We'll tell him next segment.
Well, we'll tell him next segment.
We'll tell him next segment.
Stephen Potomac. That's it for quarter number three. Now stick around. Ohio State, Penn State preview coming up.
Breaking news. DraftKings has launched America's top-rated sportsbook app in Pennsylvania. Download the top-rated DraftKings sportsbook app and sign up with code KSN. For a limited time, all new and existing users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. That's code KSN. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. See website for details. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon, stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.